Now let's turn to what's being called the silver tsunami. It's the nearly 80 million baby boomers in the U.S. who are getting older and in need of more medical care. 7 million of them will have Alzheimer's disease a decade from now, according to one estimate. And that means many other people will have to take on the role of caregiver. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Amy Standen reports on how technology might ease that burden and protect patients.
A doctor I interviewed for this story told me something that stuck with me. He said for every person with dementia he treats, he finds himself caring for two patients. That's how hard it can be to be a caregiver for someone with dementia.
Uno, dos, tres.
Maria Martinez is helping her mom, Aurora, who is 78 and has Alzheimer's, out of Maria's red Mini Cooper.
Aurorita, ¿estás bien?
Sí.
Aurora lives with Maria's father in a small apartment in San Rafael. Maria, their only child, comes almost every day.
I do the bathing, the shopping, medical care. I do the laundry just to help Dad.
In the beginning, Aurora would sometimes wander at night. Her husband began sleeping on the floor in front of the front door to catch her. I was afraid she'd go out into the street while I was asleep, he says. So Maria came up with a solution.
You hear these little wind chimes, so we can hear when she opens the door and so forth.
Maria says right now things are manageable. She and her dad can keep her mom living at home safely. But other families are emotionally and financially drained by this process. The cost for caring for Alzheimer's patients alone is expected to triple over the next 10 years to more than $1 trillion a year. And that huge number doesn't include the burden on people like Maria and her dad.
Caregivers, approximately 50% develop a major depressive illness.
This is Dr. Bruce Miller, who sees these problems daily at the University of California, San Francisco Memory and Aging Center.
10% say that in the time that they give care, that they develop a serious medical problem because of the caregiving. That's a cost as well.
This year, UCSF, along with the University of Nebraska, is beginning a $10 million study funded by the federal government to try and improve this situation and to find out whether technology can help.
I don't know, like there's safety issues, like leaving the stove on.
A couple of weeks ago, in a sunny conference room at UCSF, techies and doctors sat around a table brainstorming. Almost all of them have family members with dementia. On the tech side, Katrin Schenk, who teaches physics at Randolph College in Virginia.
You could easily put in like a temperature sensor and you know, well, they went in there, turned on that burner.
Oh my gosh.
Been on for 2 hours. Someone needs to do something.
Or for the roughly one-third of dementia patients that have diabetes, is there a way for doctors and family members to check those levels remotely?
Yep, there are Bluetooth blood sugar meters. So
that
would be very useful.
Every patient with diabetes in our program into this.
If this all sounds intrusive, says Kate Posine, a psychologist at UCSF, consider the alternative. Anxious adult children and parents who end up in nursing homes sooner than they want to.
This may be a compromise for them in their minds. If I use this system, then my son, who lives 3 hours away, feels comfortable and safe with me living at home alone a little bit longer.
Meanwhile, a handful of technology startups are making the same case.
Meet Mary. She's 88 years young and fiercely independent.
This is an ad for a San Francisco-based company called Lively.
Here's how Lively works. Lively sensors are placed on objects in Mary's home, like her refrigerator, pillbox, and keychain.
These kinds of products, which let doctors and caregivers check up on their patients remotely, make common sense, says Katrin Schenk. They should work, but do they in the long run? Back in that sunny UCSF conference room, Schenk and the others agree. That data just isn't there yet.
I know for sure no one's gotten the data and proven that it works, and proven that it improves people's health, improves caregiver burden, reduces hospitalizations, delays the entrance into a nursing home. Those companies don't have that data.
UCSF and the University of Nebraska also want to see whether sensors and other technologies could be helpful for people in later stages of dementia, like Aurora Martinez, or whether they'll just create more hassle. They're hoping to enroll 2,100 patients in the study and have some answers early next year. For NPR News, I'm Amy Standen in San Francisco.